There's been mud on my soul. There's been anger inside me. There's still unforgiven deeds that now it's time to free. I've been trapped inside so long. Don't remember how to live. How much of life has passed me by as I slept inside my dreams. Oh yes, sip the waters too. Let them wash all over you.
The changing exam pattern. In the year 1995, it was answer all questions. In the year 2000, answer any five questions. In the year 2005, select the correct answers A, B or C. In the year 2010, write either A or B. Year 2015, please only read the questions. Year 2020, thanks for coming. What about 22? Reward for coming to learn and to appear for exam and to pass the exam to get some worldly degrees is one thing, but to appear in the exams of life, to read the questions of life and to answer the questions of life and to pass those exams is entirely a new game. And it is not as simple as those worldly exams. You can reappear if you fail, but in the exams of life, you may not get the chance to reappear. The questions are tough. You don't have a question bank, because every question is new. Every circumstance is new. Sometimes ill understood or ununderstandable, confounding, even disturbing. You search for answers, but answers are nowhere to be found. So in the university of life, when you appear in the examination hall of circumstances, looking at the paper at times, one gets depressed. A calm mind, an undisturbed mind, has the key to answer each and every question of life. The work has not to be done at the level of questions. Questions are at the periphery, but answers are not at the periphery. They are at the center. No matter what question is, answer to each and every question begins, is found within. So attempt is not to solve and to think about each and every question. The attempt should be to make the mind calm. A calm mind, an undisturbed mind, can see things through and through, can penetrate and interpenetrate things and catches something which is very subtle. So life is definitely tough, and we must learn certain principles to pass the examination of life. And these three words are often sick, sick, is to learn, to learn, to learn. It was, second is chuk chuk, bow down. And third is murmur, die and die and die. This was first of all, first time used in this yajna by whom? By Queen Mother. By Queen Mother Rukmini. She was the Laukik mother of Manmohini. They belonged to a very rich family. But when they joined the satsang way back in 36, there was a great opposition. And the Laukik husband of Manmohini Devi was against purity. And she had to suffer a lot. And ultimately, she gave up her husband and came back to her mother. So this slogan was used for the first time by Queen Mother. And this is life. This is all life is about. To learn, to learn, to learn. Keep on learning. Your last mistake is your greatest teacher. So if you want to learn more, you learn from mistakes. And if you want to learn more, you must commit more mistakes. But not the old mistakes, new mistakes. Life should be a series of learning. Everything is coming to teach us something. Learn from everything. Learn from a child. Learn from the old. Learn from the past. Learn from the nature. Everything teaches. Everyone teaches. Every circumstance, every situation, every challenge, every problem, every opposition, every insult, all criticisms, they teach you something. They teach you to be strong and bold. This is the path of the fearless. The cowards have no place here. They will be thrown out. Cowards die many a times before their death, said Shakespeare somewhere. My head is bloody but unmoved. I am the master of my fate. I am the captain of my ship. In the fell clutch of circumstance, my head is bloody but unbowed, unmoved, says a poet. So no matter what life brings, always think of yourself as the student. Life is the university of hard knocks, hard kicks. You have to get your graduation and post-graduation degrees from this university. University of blows, university of kicks, university of knocks, everything. So learn, sik-sik, keep learning. Everything that is happening, everything that is around you teaches you something. Look at the nature, the five elements, they teach you so many things. Why the vibrations are different? You go and stand in the supermarket. The vibrations are different. You go all alone in nature, in solitude, in silence. The vibrations are different. Why? Because nature is giving selflessly. The forest, the trees, the leaves, the sky, the moon, the clouds, everything, they are giving. That's why when you go into the nature, you go into the forest, you feel a sudden pull, a sudden silence. Because they are giving. And in the supermarket, there is a business going on. There is no question of giving. There is a question of taking or rather deceiving. There is a whole scale cheating going on. So the vibrations are very poor. Go and stand at the railway station in the airport. There are no vibrations of giving. Go in the middle of the city and stand in the traffic, in the local trains. Everybody is rushing, gushing. Nobody has time to stand, to wait, to breathe. The vibrations are entirely different. But the moment you come to a religious place, the moment you enter the sanctuary of Madhuban, in that sacrosanct atmosphere, you feel some touching, some stirring, some divine touch, because there is vibration of giving. So nature teaches us so many things. The five elements teaches us, go and watch the sun. The sun is giving all the time. Go and watch the stars, the moon, the cool air, the trees. Everything is surrounded by a divinity. It is giving. So the vibrations are elevated. And the more you come in contact with human beings, the vibrations get contaminated. So nature is teaching. A small child is teaching. Every circumstance is teaching. Critics are teaching. Everything, everybody. Everything under the sun, including the sun, is teaching. So become the eternal student of nature and learn. So the first is Sik Sik. Second is Juk Juk. Bow down. The pride hath a fall. Bible says, if you can become like a small child, then only you can enter the kingdom of God. We have built an imaginary empire around ego. It doesn't allow us to grow. It is such a fragile element. It derives its nutrition from praises, from appreciation, from acknowledgement. It is elated, inflated, the moment it gets all such things. But the moment it faces criticism, the moment it faces insults and opposition, it shrinks, it gets hurt, it cries. It wants to avoid all those uncomfortable things. And it wants to embrace all comfortable things. We love to move towards the person who loves us, but the people who hate us, we want to run away from them. In fact, when I say that I love you, it is not that I really love, because you please my ego. That's it. You please my ego. If you start opposing me and start talking against me, I will never say that I love. Because you have stopped pleasing the ego. So it is the ego which is getting pleased. That's why I feel that I love somebody. Or somebody, if he says that he loves me, probably he is not talking out of that pure mind. The journey of spirituality is to go beyond this ego business. To transcend these fragile, these superficial and flimsy life of ego orientation. Is to move forward. Let go of these small things. And in the long run, you realize that no human being can really love. It's the divine alone which can love. It's the God alone who can love. And the real definition of the word love. And that brings a sense of humility. You don't want to please this, rather, and you don't want to fight with anyone. A new and higher realization. Something afar from the sphere of your ego. And the more you realize how little you know, you become more and more humble. There are many things, many secrets, yet unrevealed and unearthed. Life is big. The canvas is waiting. The picture you have drawn is so small. So bow down. Hindi they call it, in Urdu they call it sajda. That's the Muslim method of bowing down. When they touch their forehead on the ground and they show their sense of surrender to the ultimate, to the divine, to the higher power. That is an instance of surrender. So when you move with this attitude of humility and surrender, the universe would start revealing its secrets unto you. The book of life would teach you each and every chapter, which are at present unfathomable, ill understood. So if you want to read the book of life, do sajda. Sajda is bow down, invoke, reveal unto me what secret you carry. The book is yet unread. So, Juk Juk is to bow down. Keep aside the ego business. That is the greatest barrier to learning. Learning involves humility and learning involves inquisitiveness, curiosity to know things. What is it? What is it? What is it?
Fill yourself with that divine wonder.
What is it? What is it? What is it? Just as a child is filled with wonder. It wants to know, it wants to explore. Every new day begins with morning. Every morning is a wonder. Listen to the chirping of the birds. They are not the same as was yesterday's. Every music of the nature is a new music. Every sunrise is a new sunrise. But if you can stop, close the eyes, they are telling something. These songs are new. The music, the tune is new. The lyrics are entirely newfangled. Just become what they are. And you will start listening. Be in sync with nature. The vast work is going on in the universe without your interference. The sun is rising. The birds are singing. The day is moving. The rivers are moving. Everything is going on so perfectly well. Good that man is not interfering. The moment he starts interfering, the work would get interrupted. So, develop that sense of humility. And the third is, murmur. Die. Die to the past. The old patterns. Walk into the new. Life is newness. It is a waste of time to brood over your hurts and past traumas. It's a waste of time to remain lost in past sorrows and sufferings and miseries and pains. The world is already filled with sorrow. The world is a cottage of sorrow. Why you want to add one more sorrow? The whole world is churning sorrow. Why you want to make the Chintan all more powerful by your own churnings? And what do you get by churning sorrow? If you churn sorrow, sorrow will come out. Churn knowledge and joy will come out. Now it's up to you. What recipe you prefer? You want to churn your hurts, your sorrows, your insults, your criticisms, your oppositions, your deceptions, the past misery, the agony, the heart-wrenching pain. What you will get but nothing. Stress, fear, obsessions. So life is the beginning into the new. Every morning think as if a new day has begun. Every morning think as if a new life has begun. A new birth has taken place. I am just born. I am a newborn baby. An infant in the cradle. Open the eyes as if you see this world for the first time. It was never before. Who is this? What is that? Everything is so new. Feel as if I have just now descended from Paramdham into this world. What is this? I was there with the stars. Who are these? The bodies are unknown. So begin with newness, with novelty. So Sikh Sikh, keep learning. Juk Juk, bow down. The nature is ready to present its secret unto you. But the tall ego should droop down. And the third, murmur. Die. Marjiva. This is dying alive. Om Shanti.